我们请来看以赛亚书的第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter
9. 第六节。
Verse 6.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子要赐给我们，政权要担在他的肩头上，他的名要称为奇妙的策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。这里说有一个婴孩要为我们而生。
Here it says a child has been born for us.
在第七章里面有说要有童女怀孕生子。
In verse 7 it says that a virgin will give birth to a child.
啊，这个孩子就是主耶稣。
And this child is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的名在第七章说是以马内利。
And in chapter 7 it says that Jesus' name was Emmanuel.
也就是借着他的出生，神要跟我们同在。
Meaning that through his birth, God will be with us.
那在第九章的第六节说他的名要称为奇妙的策士、全能的神。
And in chapter 9, verse 6, it says that his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
永在的父、和平的君。
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
也就是借着神的同在，我们要体验到啊神奇妙的啊给我们奇妙的参谋。
In another word, it says that through God's abidance, we will receive a wonderful counselor.
啊，借着神的同在，我们要体验到神啊大有全能的能力。
And through God's abidance, we will experience His mightiness.
啊，再来就是借着神跟我们同在，我们要感受到啊他就是我们的父。
And through His abidance, we will feel that He is our Father.
哦。我们常常问一个问题哈，世界上最爱我们的是谁
？We often ask ourselves this question: Who is the one that loves us the most in this world？
啊，这个问题常常跟另外一个问题有关系。
And this question usually relates to another question.
世界上你最爱的是谁
？Which is who do you love the most in this world？
啊，常常我们所最爱的是那最爱我们的人。
Most of the time, we love those who love us the most.
所以有的人一生最爱他的父母，因为他觉得父母爱他最多。
So some people love their parents the most because they feel that their parents love them the most.
啊，有的爱孩子。
Some love their children.
有的爱配偶。
Some love their spouse.
啊，但是世界上最爱我们的是谁
？But who loves us the most in this world?
那我们看圣经怎么描写啊
？Let's refer to the Bible.
路加福音。
Gospel of Luke.
啊，路加福音的十一章。
Luke chapter 11. Verse 9.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见；叩门，就你可以给你开门。第四节。
Verse 10.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。这里主耶稣在应许我们的祷告。
Here, Lord Jesus promises gives promises to our prayers.
说你祈求，你就要得着。
It says that ask and it will be given to you.
它不是说你祈求有可能得着。
It doesn't say ask and it possibly will be given to you.
这可能就是说，这个比例也有可能不得不到。
And because that means that there's a chance that you might not get what you ask.
祈求就会得着。
It says ask and it will be given you.
寻找就会寻见。
Search and you will find.
啊，叩门就给你开门。
Knock and the door will be open for you.
这是百分之百的。
This is 100%.
好，那我们怎么知道说神一定会给我开门，一定会给我找到？啊，为什么
？And how do we know for sure that God will open the door or let us find?
你如果到路边的随便一个人家敲门，他会给你开门吗
？If you just knock randomly at a door. Would they open the door for you?
你看，有时候我们在开 freeway 哈，你 freeway 下去的时候，就有人说 walk for food。
Sometimes when we're driving, we see people saying walk for food。
啊，就是有一些人无家可归啊，我什么东西都可以做，只要你给我东西吃。
Some homeless people say they'll do anything, as long as you give them food。
啊，祈求啊，他有没有得着呢
？Do they?Receive what they asked.
哦，有时候我们看到有的人本来车窗是打开来的，赶快摇上来。
And some people closes their windows.
哦， 避免怕麻烦呢、啊。
So that they can avoid trouble.
啊，寻找你就可以找到吗
？Can you find what you seek?
也不一定。
Not necessarily.
所以在这个世界上哦，你想要不一定会得得到。
And in this world, we might not receive everything we ask.
虽然我们周围有很多的人，啊，他是有能力的，是很富有的。
Even though there's a lot of people in this world with a lot of power.
哦，他是做得到的。
They are able to do
it. 但是你不一定得得到。
But doesn't mean that you might receive.
那有一些是想要给你，但是他没有。
Some people want to give you something, but they don't have it.
但是下一句话就告诉我们。
Next phrase tells us.
哦，他为什么我们这么有把握
？Why are we so sure?
他就开始做比喻了。
Gives us an example.
首先就从我们肉身的父亲来做比喻。
Uses our physical father as an example.
说你们中间有谁求饼还给他石头呢
？He says, "Who gives you a stone for those who ask for bread?"
求鱼拿蛇当鱼给他呢
？Do you give snakes for those who ask for fish?
求鸡蛋拿蝎子给他呢
？Do you give a scorpion for those who ask for egg?
这个都是求吃的东西啊。
All of these are asking for food.
我们今天哪一个做父母叫小孩子说，哎，不要吃太多，很少了，除非说小孩子已经胖胖的。
There are very few parents who say to their children, "Don't eat so much," unless they're very big already.
有一个妈妈说，她养了一个孩子啊，身高跟体重数目一样。
There is a mother that says that she has a child who has the same weight and height ratio. Height.
所以啊，吃饭就是不能吃太多。
So she would tell her child, "Don't eat so much."
通常啊，一般父母都舍不得。哎呀，孩子，你要多吃一点。
Most parents would tell their kids to eat more.
他只吃面包，哎，面包营养不够啊，里面再加一个蛋才对啊。
If the person only eats bread, the parent would tell them to put an egg in it so it's more nutritious.
他绝对不会想说多一个蛋呢，多两毛钱呢，不会想这个。
They would never say.The extra egg would cost extra 2 cents. They would never think this way.
如果你小孩子早上啊喝一杯水就要走了，啊，不行啊，要喝牛奶啊。
If a child only drinks a glass of water and they want to leave, the parents would stop them and say, "You must drink a cup of milk."
水不要钱，牛奶要钱啊。
Water is free, but the milk costs some money.
为什么？因为爱我们的小孩。
And they do this because they love their children.
所以他求的，只要对他有帮助呢，你做得到，你会尽量给他。
So whatever our children ask, as long as it helps them, you would try your best to give it to them.
那现在我们再看天父呢，十三节，路加十一章十三节。
Now we're going to refer to Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit?
这个中文圣经哦，只翻作不好啊，不好就不好啊，有什么？但是你如果看英文啊，它要翻作 evil， 再翻过中文是什么？邪恶。
In the Chinese Bible, it only translates to no good, but the English says evil.
那世界上最爱我们就是我们的父母亲啊，有求必应啊。
Our parents are the ones who love us the most in this world.
但是，这里说我们父母的爱跟天父的爱比较起来，变成不好了，变成邪恶了。
But here compares our physical parents' love to the Heavenly Father, and theirs become evil.
这个不是说父母不爱我们。
It doesn't mean that the parents don't love us.
这是因为神的爱太大了，跟那个这么大的爱里面来讲啊，父母的爱变成不好了。
It means that God's love is so great that the physical parents' love cannot compare to it.
这是比较问题啊。
And this is just the comparison.
我记得我83年开始去非洲。
I remember I started going to Africa in 1983.
那个时候带那个相机还需要调光圈速度。
At that time, the cameras need to be adjusted.
不像现在傻瓜相机，反正对了一下按就好了。
Not like the cameras now, you just press the button.
那很难照相啊。
And it was really hard to take pictures.
你跟他们站在一起啊，你那调到刚刚好，我们的脸哦，刚刚照得出来，哎，洗出来，你就发现呢，怎么样？他们脸一团糟。
And when we get the angles and the light correct, and develop the pictures, we realize that the face are blurry.
哦，不是，完全都黑的了。
哦。You realize that the entire face that you take are all very dark.
哦，啊，你如果调哈，调到那些非洲的弟兄哈，脸照得很清楚，一洗出来，我们的脸曝光过度了。
But if you get the African brothers who comes out very clear, those of us who are Asians, our face would be overexposed.
所以在他们的眼中哈，只有白人，没有说是黄种人，不是白就是黑。
So in their eyes, there is no such thing as Asians. There is either black or white.
比较问题。
Just a comparison.
因为你跟他一比，你就是白的。
Because when you compare to them, you're white.
哇，这是比较。
And it's comparison.
所以这个说神的爱哦，跟人的爱来比啊，如果一比较的话，最爱我们的父母，那个爱变成没有什么了。
So, when our physical father, a parent's love compared to God's love, it is incomparable.
所以到底天父的爱有多大呢？
So how great is God's love?
爱到你爸爸妈妈的爱算不了什么。
It is so great that your physical parents' love cannot even be compared to.
那如果那个算不了什么那个爱啊，都愿意把最好的东西拿给你，何况你天上的父呢？
So even when the incomparable love of the parents, they can give you anything you ask for, how can our heavenly Father not give us what we ask?
那既然我们很感谢神，就是说在你在人生当中，有时候你四处求帮助，到处碰壁，但是有一条路绝对是开的。
So we thank God that even though in this journey in the world, we might encounter answers that cannot be, a question that cannot be answered, but there's one way that we can always rely on.
这条路就是你直通天父的那种祈求。
And this way is the direct, we ask the Father directly.
他随时随地都要做你的帮助。
He will help us at any time and anywhere.
所以我们在天上的父，祷告文这样讲，我们在天上的父。
So the Lord's Prayer says, "Our Father in heaven."
这很重要啊！你要祷告之前，你要确定我现在是向神在谁在祷告。
This is very important because when we pray, we have to recognize who we're praying to.
哎，如果你祷告说我的朋友，哎，朋友不能求太多啊，求太多以后你打电话朋友不接了。
We can't say, we can't ask our friends in our prayer because we can't ask too much.
你如果都说我的债主也不能借太多啊 ，credit card 都有一个界限呢。
And if you're praying to your debtor, you can't pray too much because you already borrow too much.
只有父，你要什么你就可以求。
Only our Father, we can ask for whatever we want.
但是我们做地上的父亲，常常发现小孩子求你也不能做什么。
Sometimes our physical father cannot do anything for some of the things your children ask.
如果你的小孩子说：“爸爸，我这个哈、哦，这个 SAT 啊，我成绩不好，你爸爸又能做什么？我代替你考吗？没有办法了。”
If your child says to you, "Father, my SAT scores was bad," the father can't say, "Okay, then I'll go take it for you."
哦，爸爸，我发烧了，你怎么办呢？
When they say to the father, "I have a fever," what can the father do?
我们是人呐、啊，我们也不能做什么。
We're human, so we can't do anything.
那我们的父在天上是神呢、啊。
But our heavenly Father is God.
他又很爱我们。
And He loves us.
所以你如果愿意向他求，你就会有体验。
So if we are willing to ask, then we will experience.
所以主耶稣来世界上啊，他一个名字叫做永在的父。
So the Lord Jesus came to this world. His name is the Everlasting Father.
他非常爱我们。
He loves us very much.
他愿意随时做我们的帮助。
He wants to be our help at any time.
这是我们的以马内利一个很大的福气。
And this is a great blessing as through Emmanuel.
你有一个父亲在天上。
We have a father in heaven.
我记得我们教会有一个传道人。
Remember, there is a preacher in our church.
每一次他回家，他的小孩子会跟他问问题。爸爸，我这个怎么做？爸爸，我那个怎么办
？Every time he goes home, his child will ask him many questions. What should I do in this and that?
他都告诉他的孩子，你有一个父亲在天上。
He will always tell his child, "You have a father in heaven."
你要向你的天父祷告。
You have to pray to your heavenly father.
求你的天父带领你，指示你。
Ask your heavenly Father to guide you and to lead you.
我觉得这个传道人给他的孩子的建议是很对的。
And I feel that this preacher gives very correct suggestion to his child.
因为我们的天父是全能、全智、全爱的。
because our Heavenly Father is almighty and very loving and very wise.
所以你可以向他祷告，向他祈求。
So we can pray to him and ask from him.
我们的神呢，真的大有怜悯的神。
And our God is a merciful God.
我们先来看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第一章
James chapter
1第五节
verse 5，
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。这里在形容我们所祈求的神。
Here describes the God that weseek and ask from.
他说他是后世与众人又不斥责人的神。
Says that he is the God who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly.
这是真的很大的应许啊！他丰丰富给你，但他也不会斥责你说你求的太多了。
This is a great promise because he will give to you generously, but he will not rebuke you for asking too much.
我们再来看希伯来书第四章。
Also turn to Hebrews chapter
4. 希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
从十四节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就有神的儿子耶稣，便持定所承认的道。十五节。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也凡事受试探与我们一样。只是他没有犯罪，十六节。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座，为着要得灵恤、蒙恩惠、做施随时的帮助。这里说我们要坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座。
Here says we should approach the throne of grace with boldness.
这个施恩的宝座就是在神的殿，就在他的教会里面。
And this throne of grace is in the temple of God, which is in his church.
向我们的天父祷告。
To pray to our heavenly Father.
要让我们得灵恤、蒙恩惠、做随时的帮助。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们现在这个社会上很多孤单的人。
In this society, we have a lot of lonely people.
有时候你虽然看那个购物中心很多人挤人了，但里面有很多孤单的人。
And sometimes even though we see many crowded places in the shopping areas, but there are many lonely people in there.
他们心里面很孤单，没有人了解，没有人关心，觉得没有人要他们。
Their heart is very lonely, and they feel there is no one caring for them, no one understands them.
甚至在美国，有时候有很多的老人真的很孤单。
And especially in the United States, there are many elderly people who are very lonely.
在养老院里面很孤单的。
And they are very lonely in the convalescent homes.
有时候小孩子一年只来看一次。
Sometimes the children only visit them once a year.
那父母亲打电话给小孩子，哎呀，我很孤单，来看看我好吗？小孩子说，爸爸，圣诞节还没有到。
And some elderly will call their children and say, I'm lonely, please come visit me. And the child will reply,But Christmas isn't here yet.
那有时候那孤单的人就是我们，我们就是当中的一个。
And sometimes we ourselves is one of those lonely people.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
要多多亲近神。
We have to draw closer to God.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他能够了解我们的需要。
He understands our need.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他愿意带领我们的道路。
He is willing to guide our road.
他愿意供给我们的需要。
And he is willing to provide for our needs.
所以我们有一个父他是永在的父，永远存在的父。
Therefore, we have a father who is everlasting.
那当他成为人来地上，圣经说他要赐给我们丰丰满满的恩典。
So when he became flesh into this world, the Bible tells us he will give us abundant blessing.
请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节
verse 14
第一章的十四节
John chapter 1 verse 14
这里说道成肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典也有真理 我们看十六节。
16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。好，这道成肉身就是主耶稣来世界。
The Word became flesh is Jesus coming into this world.
住在我们中间就是以马内利啊。
And living among us means Emmanuel.
好，那主耶稣来世界上要达到以马内利，目的是什么？
And what is the purpose for Jesus to come in this world and to become Emmanuel?
要充充满满有恩典有真理。
It is to have to be full of grace and truth.
所以我们有这一位永在的父他成为人来地上，就是要带给我们充满的恩典。
So we have this everlasting Father. He's coming to this world so that we may be filled with grace.
有时候我们很羡慕别人啊。
Sometimes we envy others.
羡慕别人啊，这个比我好，那个比我好，这个比我强，那个比我强。
We would envy that they are better than us in this way or that way.
但是如果神跟我们同在
，However, if God is with us.
以马内利
，Emmanuel.
你的生活一定比他好。
Your life would definitely be better than his.
对，他在很多方面更比我们强。
Perhaps they are better than us in many areas.
但是你的生活一定比他好。
But your life is definitely better than his.
为什么
？Why?
因为神的恩典要跟你同在。
Because God's grace will be with you.
这很奇妙啊。
This is very miraculous.
所以你看那个世界上最幸福的人。
So we look at the most blessed person in this world.
不是最有钱的人。
Is not the person who is most wealthy.
不是最有受教育的人。
It's not the most educated.
不是权势最高的人。
It is not the one with the most power.
世界上最幸福的人是谁？
Who is this person who is the most blessed?
神跟他同在的。
The one with the abidance of God.
因为他有丰盛的恩典。
Because he is filled with grace.
所以圣经里面才在说啊，弱者有福。
So the Bible often tells us, blessed are the weak.
弱者啊，我们现在来看啊，《哥林多前书》第一章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter one.
啊，《哥林多前书》第一章。
First Corinthians chapter one.
二十节。
Verse 20.
哥林多前书第一章二十节。
First Corinthians chapter one, verse 20.
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？世上的辨识在哪里？使人岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？我们在二十六节。
And let's read verse 26.
弟兄们，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的不多。二十七节。
27.
神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。二十八节。
28.
神也拣选世上卑微的。被废弃人厌恶的一些无有的要废掉那有的。我们常常在羡慕这个世界上什么样的人。
What kind of people do we often envy in this world?
有智慧的。
Those who are wise.
有能力的。
Who are powerful.
有尊贵的。
Who have a noble status.
但是神拣选的是什么人？
But who does God choose?
27节。
27.
愚拙的。
Foolish.
软弱的。
Who are weak in the world.
卑贱的。二十八。
Who are despised?
被人厌弃的。
And who are reduced to nothing?
还有没有的那些人。
And those who are nothing.
这个神反而要他。
And those are the people that God wants.
因为神是天父。
Because He is a heavenly Father.
也是我到一个教会去开灵恩会。
One time I went to church for spiritual convocation.
我看到一个弟兄，我真的很同情他。
And I felt.Pitiful toward a brother.
因为他生了一个孩子这个智商发育不太充足。
Because he gave birth to a child who is who has a low growth in the brain.
那个反应很慢。
So his reactions are slow.
那成长的也比较慢。
And has a slower rate of growth.
看起来这个小孩子看起来很可怜。
So it seems like this child is very pitiful.
但是我们在看那个妈妈在带那个小孩子。
But when we're looking at the mother who is taking care of the child,
因为这个小孩子 跟一般小孩子不一样。
Because this child is different from most.
所以那个妈妈就给他更多的爱。
So this mother gives him more love.
哎，这个就是父母的心了。
This is the heart of the parents.
哦，他各样都比不上人，父母就给他更多的爱。
Because he is lacking in everything, so the parents give him even more love.
所以人都一直想，我要比别人好，比别人强。
So most people always think, I want to be better and stronger than the others.
但是比别人比好的，比别人强的人，一般人都不会靠近神。
But most people who are stronger or better than others would most likely not draw closer to God.
我觉得我在别人之上，我还靠神做什么？
Because they feel like I'm above all others, why should I rely on God?
但是那个觉得自己比不上别人。
But for those who does not think they're better than others,
他亲近神。
Close to God.
天父就给他更多的爱。
So the Father gives him even more love.
因为他比不上人，天父就给他更多的恩典。
Because he cannot compare to others, so that the Father gives him more grace.
这真的很奇妙。
This is miraculous.
所以我们做基督徒不要自卑。
So as Christians, we should not be low in self-esteem.
为什么？
Why?
因为即使你比不上别人，你有一个天赋是别人没有的。
So even though we cannot compare to others, we have one thing that other people don't have.
你有一个天父在天上。
We have a heavenly Father in heaven.
他是丰丰富富的。
He is full of abundant grace.
他的恩典够你用。
And his grace is sufficient.
他称你做他的儿子。
And he calls you to be his child.
你还自卑什么？
Why do we have to be?
神跟你同在，你还自卑什么？
If God is with us, why should we be ashamed?
以马内利，你还自卑什么？
Emmanuel, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
他爱我们超过一切。
He loves us more than all.
所以这个神啊，天父对我们的爱啊，真的有时候你虽然生活很困难，你感觉到神很爱我们，哦，你也，哦，你也觉得说不会忧虑。
And through God's love, even when we encounter difficulties in life, we would not worry.
我们在患难当中，如果你感觉到神很爱我，患难当中你也会感谢神。
If we feel that God truly loves us, we would thank Him even during tribulations.
所以有时候我们看这个弟兄姊妹在患难当中。
So sometimes when we see brothers and sisters in tribulation.
哎呀，我们本来是要安慰他的。
Sometimes we go to comfort them.
我们以前有一个姐妹啊，住在麻风病院。
There's a sister in the past who lived in the
麻风啊，这个是。
Hospital of lepers.
他的手指都烂掉了。
Her hands were rotten.
很多的弟兄姊妹啊，想说啊，去看看他，安慰安慰他，很可怜啊，我们关在麻风病院里面。
Some brothers and sisters felt that they should pay a visit to show their compassion because she's in that hospital.
一定很孤单，一定这个人很消极、很颓废，因为都在一生都在那里面呢。
Because they felt she might be sad because she'll have to be there her whole life.
哎，访问完回来，真的得到造就是那个访问他的那一些人。
But as a result, after the visitation, the ones who were edified were the ones who visited her.
他们发现那个姐妹很喜乐。
They realized that the sister was very joyful.
手指头没有了，很喜乐。
Even though she doesn't have her hands anymore, she's still very happy.
她有很神，以马内利，有神同在。
She says she has God with her, Emmanuel.
生活中的很多体验。
And she has many experiences.
她感觉到神很爱她。
She felt that God truly loved her.
所以她讲出来那种感受，大家都做到造就。
So when the experiences she shared with everyone edified everyone greatly.
所以我们是最有福气的人。
So we are the most blessed.
主耶稣降生。
The Lord was born.
神要跟我们同在。
God will be with us.
就是那个永在的父要跟我们同在。
It's the everlasting Father who will be with us.
所以不要害怕，不要自卑。
So do not be afraid and do not be ashamed.
要感谢。
We have to give thanks.
我们现在再看啊，以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
最后一句话。
Last phrase.
说和平的君。
The Prince of Peace.
因为主耶稣的出生啊，世界要变和平。
And because of Jesus' birth, the world will become peaceful.
因为他是和平的君。
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
和平就是人跟人之间相处得很和睦。
Peace is the harmony between men and men.
我们发现主耶稣要成就和睦，跟我们世界上人要成就和睦不太一样。
We can see that the peace that Jesus wants to give is different from the peace that humans give.
啊，美国派兵到阿富汗去。
When the United States sent armies to Afghanistan.
啊，目的是要做什么
？What is the purpose of that？
最后的目的是要和平啊。
End result or goal is to have peace.
啊，因为恐怖分子才不会跑到美国再来炸美国。
So that the terrorists will not come to the U.S. again to bomb the U.S.
但这个和平从哪里来？从拳头来的，拳头大把你打倒了，你就完了。
But where does this peace come from? It comes from your power.
但这个有办法解决吗
？But can we solve any problems like this?
没有办法的。
No way.
为什么
？Why?
因为如果人心里面那个恨，你没有办法解消。
Because if we cannot resolve the hatred inside a person's heart,
世界就没有和平了。
This world will never have peace.
你把父亲杀掉，小孩子说：“哦，你杀我的父亲，好，我一定，只要我活着，我就要报复。”
If you kill the father, the child would want to revenge as long as they're alive.
所以这是这样，冤冤相报一直下去的。
So they will continue this revenge for the rest of the generation.
但是主耶稣说他要和平的君，就不是这样了。
But the Lord Jesus' peace is different.
他怎么教导我们？
How did he teach us?
我们先来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告，这样就可以做天父的儿子。这里给我们一个最好的答案，怎么使人跟人之间和平
？Here it tells us the best answer to give peace to men.
要爱你的仇敌。
It is to love your enemies.
为那逼迫你的祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
这真的很难哦。
This is truly difficult.
所以到四十七节才说。
In verse 47 it says
最后一句话啊，四十八节。
Verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们天父一样完全。
Says be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
就是主耶稣了。
Which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是和平的君。
He is a Prince of Peace.
他真的是爱他的仇敌。
He truly loves his enemies.
为那逼迫他的祷告，他真的是这样做。
He truly prays for those who persecute him.
你看主耶稣被抓去钉十字架，是要被抓钉十字架的时候。
When we see that the Lord Jesus was captured and was to be crucified.
他那个彼得啊，就把刀就拔出来。
Peter took out his sword.
把大祭司仆人的耳朵一下就削掉了。
And he had cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest.
主耶稣怎么说
？What did Lord Jesus say?
那如果你是主耶稣，你又会怎么做
？And if you were Lord Jesus, what would you do?
如果你是主耶稣啊，这个耳朵削掉，你一定说削错地方了，脖子砍掉了。
If you were Lord Jesus, perhaps you would say you cut in the wrong place. You should cut off the neck area.
是不是这样？但主耶稣怎么讲
？What did Lord Jesus say？
我们看马太福音二十六章。
To Matthew chapter 26.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
马太二十六章五十二节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 52.
耶稣说：“收刀入鞘吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。”五十三节。
53.
你想我不能为我的天父现在为我差遣十二营的天使来吗？主耶稣说：“你想我不能够求天父差遣十二营的天使来吗
？”Lord Jesus says, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and He will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?"
你想他们在找主耶稣啊？主耶稣说：“你们找谁
？”And if you think about it, when they're looking for Jesus. And Lord Jesus say, "Who are you looking for?"
他们说我们找拿撒的人耶稣。
They say we're looking for Jesus the Nazarene.
他们主耶稣说我就是所有的人全部倒在地上。
And when he says, "I am," and the whole people fell to the ground.
主耶稣有多大的能力
？Lord Jesus has great power.
如果他派遣十二营的天使来
，If he had actually gotten the 12 legions of angels.
这些人怎么能够抓到他？怎么能够把他钉十字架
？How can these people capture him and crucify him?
所以面对苦难
，So when we encounter tribulation,
people,
persecutions.
主耶稣说不可以动刀报复。
The Lord Jesus said that do not take the sword out.
这个就是和平的君呢在处理事情的方法。
And this is the way the Prince of Peace handles situations.
他有那个能力可以报复。
He has the power to revenge.
但是他选择他不报复。
But he chose not to.
今天很少人说你有能力不用你的能力的。
There are very few people in this world who have power and does not use it.
我们一遇到对我们自己不利的，有时候没有能力会讲几句话，哦，律师告你，或者这样，很多话都会出来的。
And even for some of us who don't have the power, may say things such as if you,such as I will sue you or other things like that.
我记得小时候有那个同学说，我爸爸是警察哦。现在我们都不怕了，以前是很怕了。
I remember when I was young and someone says my father is a policeman. At that time we were very afraid, but now we're not afraid.
这个就是人在处理人之间的问题的一个方法。
And this shows the method that people handle things.
所以没有和平，世界没有和平。
Therefore the world does not have peace.
你对我好，我就对你好，你对我不好，我也对你不好。
If you're good to me, I will be good to you. If you're bad to me, I will be bad to you as well.
那这怎么会有和平？
How can we have peace in this way?
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上
And the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
父啊，求你赦免他们。
He says, Father, please forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
他一点怨都没有。
He did not complain at all.
如果今天换你被钉在十字架上。
If today we are the one on the cross.
请问你会怎么反应？
May I ask what your reaction would be?
我想啊，很多话都跑出来，连咒诅都跑出来。
Perhaps many cursing words will come out.
所以今天我们怎么样让我们生活跟大家都很和平
？So today, how can we maintain a peaceful environment for everyone?
学习主耶稣。
We have to learn from Jesus Christ.
要以善报恶。
We have to repay the evil with our good.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
二十节。
Verse 20.
所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝，因为你这样行就是把炭火堆在头上。二十一节，不要为恶所胜，反而要以善报恶。这里告诉我们说，不要被恶所胜。
Here it says to not be overcome by evil.
就是说别人对我们不好，那我们也用不好的方法来对待他，那我们就被恶胜过去了。
Do not repay the evil with evil, otherwise we will be overcome by them.
那要以善胜恶，什么叫以善胜恶
？And what does it mean to be to overcome evil with good？
你仇敌饿了给他吃。
When our enemies are hungry, you feed them。
渴了给他喝。
When they're thirsty, you let them drink。
就是对他好。
You be nice to them。
那这样就把炭火堆在他头上。
If you do this, then you will put the fire of coal on their head。
这什么意思
？What does this mean？
就是很难受，他受不了了。
Which means they are very uncomfortable. They can't bear it.
怎么我对他不好，他对我这么好
？How can they be so nice to me after how bad I was to them？
因为他也不好意思啊。
So they would become very uncomfortable.
就变得很和睦了。
So you become peaceful.
所以主耶稣是和平的君。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace.
如果主耶稣跟我们同在
，The Lord is with us.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
你发现这个家庭很和平，怎么会有争吵呢？
We'll feel that this household will be very harmonious. There will be no fight.
神跟我们同在。
God is with us.
教会里面也是一样。
Same thing in the church.
如果神真的跟我们同在。
If the Lord is truly with us.
我们就很和睦，很和平。
We'll be very harmonious and very peaceful.
那我们看主耶稣的一生。
If we look at the life of Jesus.
圣经说他不争竞，他也不喧哗。
The Bible tells us that he does not, He does not quarrel and he does not spread his words.
街道的人也没有听见他的声音。
Even people on the streets don't hear him.
这是我们效法一个榜样啊。
And this is a good example.
有时候夫妻如果意见不同哦。
Sometimes when spouses have different opinions.
你试试看啊，如果有机会啊。
If you have a chance.
你的先生像机关枪一直扫下，你就不讲话，不要过一下，他就没有意思就停了。
If your husband is fighting with you like a machine gun, you just stand there and be quiet, and within a few minutes they will be done.
你如果扫回来，等一下手榴弹就爆炸了。
If you quarrel with them, then it might become an atomic bomb.
所以这个主耶稣啊，不增进不宣扬，就是和平的一种方法。
And Lord Jesus does not quarrel and does not be, he's not loud, so the whole area is harmonious.
街道也没有听见他的声音，有的人还没有来，声音已经到了。
Even the streets does not have his sound. Some people are so loud to the point that before people see them, you can hear them.
啊，主耶稣在街道人也没有听见他声音。
But for Lord Jesus, even when he's on the street, no one could hear him.
所以他所到的地方很和平。
So everywhere he goes, harmonious.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
这真的值得我们效法。
And this is truly something we should follow.
所以我们所拜的主耶稣。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we worship,
人间最宝贵的一位。
Is the most precious in this world.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
奇妙的测试。
And the wonderful counselor.
今天他要跟我们同在。
Today he will be with us.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
所以这句话很好啊，以马内利。
So this phrase, Emmanuel, is very good.
意思很深。
Meaning is deep.
所以我们写信的时候，以马内利。
So when we write letters, we often write Emmanuel.
这是一句好话。
It's a good phrase.
神跟我们同在。
God is with us.
啊，唱诗。